These rules are somewhat complicated. Here is a picture. It shows the four sections of subroutine linkage. The basic tasks of each section are, in the subroutine call, push all T registers that contain values that will be needed after the call. Put arguments in A registers. Jump and link to the subroutine. In the prologue, if the subroutine calls other subroutines, push the return address onto the stack. Push all S registers that the subroutine alters. The body of the subroutine contains normal code, except, of course, that it must follow these conventions. T and A registers can be used freely, as can any S registers that were saved in the prologue. The epilogue of the subroutine puts values that must be returned to the caller in V registers. Pop any S registers that were previously saved. Pop the return address if it was pushed, and use a jump register instruction to return to the caller. When the caller regains control, it pops any T registers that it previously pushed on the stack.